This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The Balsams Resort in Dixville Notch closed its doors in 2011 after more than a century of serving North Country tourists. A few years ago, a private developer stepped forward with hopes of revitalizing the property, but yesterday, another setback for the resort. A financing deal backed by taxpayer money is now on hold after the parties failed to come to terms. NHPR's Todd Bookman joins me now to talk this through. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Peter.
The Balsams, it's one of New Hampshire's grand hotels that we working stiffs dream about but can't afford to stay in.
Well, sometimes it may be worth splurging, Peter, but yes. This place is dripping with history and charm. It dates back to the 1860s with plenty of expansions along the way. There are 400 hotel rooms set on 11,000 acres of North Country wilderness, skiing, golf, food. It had it all until 2011 when the property ran into hard times, shut its doors, and was sold off.
And for years, we've been hearing about a comeback.
That comeback is being led by a private developer named Les Otten. He's a big name in the ski resort industry. He owned or co-owned a couple of well-known places, including Sunday River, Killington, Mount Snow. He was co-owner of the Red Sox for a while. And yeah, he has big plans for the Balsams. He's proposed a $170 million renovation of the property. He wants to turn it into a four-season resort, you know, kind of bring it back to its former elegance. And he and his team for the past few years have been figuring out just how to pay for this. They're attempting to use a mix of funding sources, so some private money, foreign investment, and this loan guarantee from the state.
And that brings us to the latest, which is that the taxpayer-guaranteed money now appears to be on hold.
So the backstory to this money is a few years ago, state lawmakers approved up to $28 million in loan guarantees. So this wouldn't be state money, but if the project went belly up, the state would essentially be on the hook to repay $28 million to Les Otten's creditors. One catch, though, was that the loan guarantee would have to be approved by the New Hampshire Business Finance Authority. And Les Otten and his team announced yesterday that he's withdrawn his application to the BFA. He says the authority was looking to impose certain financial conditions that were not contemplated by the Balsams. The BFA was apparently caught off guard by this announcement. I spoke with board chair Dick Anagnost. He says the BFA was simply looking to ensure the public's money was being taken care of.
We're mandated to protect the state of New Hampshire's money, taxpayers' money.
Short and sweet, the BFA says the developers weren't able to meet what it calls normal and customary conditions for the loan guarantee.
So what does this mean for the project?
In a statement, Les Otten says the development team needs, quote, some time to reassess our approach to financing. Remember, the $28 million in taxpayer guaranteed money is just one piece in a larger financing package. And with the strong economy, there may be other sources of cheap money out there for the project. So is this dead? That's not really clear at this point. One person who is still very bullish on the project is Joe Kenny. Kenny is an executive counselor. He represents the North Country. He says the announcement was a disappointment.
But I feel optimistic that Mr. Otten sees this vision, sees this as a part of his legacy, and sees this as something that is right for the North Country.
From Kenny's perspective, this isn't just a hotel property that could make a team of developers some money. Kenny sees this as jobs for the North Country, investment, a signal that Northern New Hampshire is worth investing in. At this point, we just don't know where that investment money may come from.
All right. NHPR's Todd Bookman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.